This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June the 1st. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalm 118, verse 8. It says there, "It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man." End of quote. When was the last time you realized that they put you down so that you would not even try to get up again with a small incident, although you did hundreds of good things to them? When it happened to you in the spiritual realm, it was so shocking to you, wasn't it? You see, this is true in the spiritual realm as well. You did innumerable things, and then one day, based on your conviction, you stood for the truth. They all came fast against you, and together they came to stone it to you. Stephen is an example the New Testament gives. He stood for the truth based on his conviction. How many people remembered the good things he did in the past? Not even one. You see, he said to them, "You stiff-necked people, your hearts and ears are still uncircumcised. You are just like your ancestors. You always resist the Holy Spirit. Was there ever a prophet your ancestors did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the Righteous One. And now you have betrayed and murdered him. You who have received the law that was given through the angels, but have not understood it." They always resisted the work of the Holy Spirit among them, even though they experienced it firsthand before this incident. You see, they could not stand with the conviction of the Holy Spirit in Stephen's heart about the wonder of the Scripture and the power behind it to reveal the Savior Jesus Christ and the simple salvation available in and through Jesus Christ. You see, they always preferred work-based, law-based, performance-based salvation techniques and the speeches rather than what is offered by God in the free grace available through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lamb of God, who was slain even before the foundation of the world. There are people who want to add to the sacrifice of Christ even today with their performance-based teachings. Do you know it is more appealing to them? Why? Because they would get control over people. You see, control-based system always cherishes performance-based salvation. They also get clapping from people because the earth can think only performance-based. This earth would not know and appreciate the grace of God until the Holy Spirit of God opens their hearts. When the members of the Sanhedrin, the so-called religious leaders of his day, heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him. They came together as one accord and stoned Stephen to death. You may have done many things and invested in people's lives with your time, energy, and gifts. However, it does not matter. The blind leaders even today stones you down when you stand firm on truth. They become furious to destroy all your good works you have done so far. Beloved, please do not trust in man or even princes of man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. Be grateful to the Lord in all your ways. You spend your time and energy for their well-being, helping them to grow. But do you know what? It does not matter to them. Think about the life story of Joseph. You see how far and worse the jealousy can go to harm others. Joseph did all good to his brethren, but their heart was not right with him all through the years. In an opportune time, the brothers gathered around to kill Joseph. Our Savior is no different either. He came to save us. God sent him to our midst for the sake of humanity's salvation. People crucified him on that cross. However, God turned it around for the good of many. Those who did crucify the Savior are responsible. They suffered through all these years, still suffering until they look to the one whom they have pierced in the near future. Do you know how much worse things the people of God, the nation Israel, did to the prophet Jeremiah? Take time to read the book of Jeremiah to understand the horrible details about it. Beloved, our insight says it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is good to keep this in your heart when you temporarily sojourn on this earth. However, remember, you do not belong here. You are born again by the living and unperishable seed from heaven, the eternal Word of God that was preached to you by faithful people. Jesus warned this so that you would surely remember what he said and recorded in Gospel of John chapter 16 verse 2. Jesus said, "They will put you out of the synagogue. In fact, the time is coming when anyone who kills you will think they are offering a service to God." End of quote. We live in such a time, and no pandemic like COVID-19 would seem to make them repent of their unjust, unfair practices against God's truth and servants. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I understand all the prophets who stood for the truth of the Word of God were persecuted by the fellow ones. I believe you sent your son Jesus and they crucified him on the cross. However, I know you loved me by sending Jesus to this world for all of my sins. I do not know much about you, but I know this, Father. You sent Jesus to save me, and that is good enough for me. I believe. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Please forgive me and save me today by the blood of Christ. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.